And by Carlson School of Management Executive Education at the University of Minnesota. Building strategic capabilities through world-class learning experiences. carlsonschool.umn.edu.
TV networks turn to citizen journalists. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes in for John Gordon. Cell phone pictures posted to photo sites like Flickr became the world's ground-level insight into the London subway bombings. Craigslist bulletins became a lifeline for citizens of New Orleans and their worried families after Hurricane Katrina. When the bridge fell in Minneapolis last week, some of the first images people saw of the disaster was amateur video on big news networks like MSNBC.
Could you believe what you were seeing?
It was pretty intense and pretty surreal, and it was hard to just sit there and videotape it, you know?
I'll bet. What was the
Cole Namark lives two blocks from the bridge and was there with a camera within 10 minutes of the collapse. One evening, he was watching TV with his roommate. The next morning, he was talking live to the nation.
I went down to one of the news trucks, one of like the 10 news trucks that were like a block from my house, and asked if anyone wanted to use it, and they said, you know, they wanted to look at it, and they looked at it, and they were pretty impressed, I guess, with it, and the next morning I got about 8 million calls from news stations or MSNBC. I think most people wanted kind of that local backyard interview, you know, the person that was there right away and not some official, rescue official or state official, you know, with their kind of they have to give these guided interviews, you know. I think it was maybe a fresher type interview for them to get, someone that was able to give their own perspective, kind of a local perspective, you know. I mean, I use that freeway and that bridge all the time, so it's pretty close to home as far as I'm concerned.
Namark, a mechanical engineering student at the University of Minnesota, says he would have posted the video on YouTube had the cable network passed on it. He didn't try to sell the video, saying it didn't feel right to profit from the tragedy. CNN's effort to tap into savvy eyewitnesses is called iReport. It's been around for a year. Similarly, Fox News collects viewer pictures and eyewitness accounts in its YouReport. David Erickson of St. Paul operates the internet marketing blog eStrategyBlog.com and is amazed by the explosion of citizen journalism, whether it's on Boing Boing or ABC.
I think of citizen journalism as somebody reporting on an event who doesn't have a formal training in journalism. That's sort of my definition of it.
The difference here is that you've taken Wolf Blitzer out of the picture if you're just posting to YouTube.
Exactly. And if you've got, you know, it's possible to gain a large audience, so you can entirely bypass. You don't necessarily need that channel of communication to get it out.
Erickson says the amateur reporting, though, grips viewers with its decided lack of professional quality.
Handheld nature of it, the jerkiness of the camera, the blurriness from the cell phone, overcompressed video and everything, and it just sort of moving around, they really caught the chaos on the scene that I didn't see any television video show.
With an internet posting, maybe people are comfortable. They still think of it as a very intimate medium.
Exactly. I mean, people communicate differently when they know that they're on TV or video. And when they're posting their blog, that's how they usually do it, in a first-person voice to their readers, intimate, you know, conversational. It's an entirely different feel and tone of communication.
David Erickson of eStrategyBlog.com. This is Future Tense. I'm Art Hughes.